Welcome to Champion Circle Podcast.
We have a mandate to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ because your life matters to God.
Grab a Bible and get set to receive a personal word from the Lord as you listen to this timely and spirit-filled message. Here is today's message.
So we've been looking at gateways to financial fortune. Gateways to financial fortune. No, as a people of the world, there is the lifestyle of the world. And there is the language of the world. But the moment we enter into the kingdom, there is a lifestyle required in the kingdom. And there is a language required in the kingdom. Many a times, we want to carry the world into the kingdom. Reason why the kingdom is not producing for us maximally. Praise the Lord. But this season, our story will change. I said, your story will change. My story will change. In the name of the Lord. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 20. Bible says, Noah builded an ark unto the Lord and took every clean beast. Let's go to verse 22. These are the things Noah did that prompted God to create this platform. Bible says, while the heart remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Now, the truth is that no one can break the covenant. I remembered in January, here, sitting down on the windows. We are not opening them. Why? Cold. Why are we opening it now? Heat. Now, the moment we begin to have such experiences, we should begin to praise God. You know why? He's fulfilling covenant. As long as the heart remains, cold and heat will not cease. So when you see it, you should know that your case is not closed. That God is still working. Is somebody getting it? I'm trying to stop hope in somebody's heart this morning. Look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, your case is not closed. It doesn't matter how it looks now. When the favor of God locates you, in a twinkle of an eye, your story will change. And that shall be your testimony. Amen. Now, whatever the prophet or prophetess around you said this morning will come to pass. In the name of the Lord. So we have seen that God has not changed. As long as you feel the heat, as long as you enjoy the cold, that's why cold will not kill you. Neither will heat destroy you. Why? Because the covenant of God doesn't kill man. Praise the Lord. So have it at the back of your mind that we belong to a kingdom that runs by principle, that runs by law, and not by luck. Not by what? Not by luck. That shows it requires intentional living, deliberate living, for those things to become. Praise God. So we belong to that kingdom that runs by principle. So nobody in this kingdom, even from scriptures, become great accidentally without taking responsibility. So every child of God is meant to take responsibility. Praise the Lord. Because those we are reading about from scriptures, even God himself pointed at one specifically we should follow, and that is Abraham. Abraham did not become rich accidentally. Praise the Lord. He paid prices for his riches. Salvation may be free, but principles takes responsibility. Salvation is a platform, is the access code for enjoying what heaven happens, enjoying what heaven makes available. But you can't enjoy what heaven makes available without taking responsibility even as a saved person. That is why life must not be left to luck. Praise the Lord. Now, the beautiful thing about principles is that they work for everybody. Work for how many people? They work for everybody. Irrespective of status, irrespective of gender, irrespective of color, race, or age. Principles works for everybody. It works for those who takes responsibility. Hear this. Now, if you take a resident or prime minister, you know they are prime minister. What's his name? Praise the Lord. Tradu. Anyone. Praise the Lord. You carry him and put on the top of 10-story building. You now go to America. You now carry Joe Biden, American president. You put him too on 10-story building. Are you following me? Now carry our own president. What's his name? Buhari. Abi? Hallelujah. We now carry our own president. We put on 10-story building. Eh? You now carry another poor boy. Who doesn't? Let us call him a non-entity. And you put him on 10-story building. All of them are where? Praise the Lord. And now, all of a sudden, from there, you now push them down at the same time. You push how many of them? All of them down at the same time. What will happen? The law of gravity will tell you, Joe Biden, you don't follow. You know you are American president. Just hang. Don't fall. Then you tell Canadian Prime Minister, I like you. You stay. Just be going down gently. You now look at Nigerian president. Can you? Here you are seeing Nigerians. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So law of gravity will now say, Muhammad Buhari, because the way the election went, you fall faster and crash. Oh, now look at the poor boy. Oh, poor boy. You will not get anybody. Oh, yeah, drop quickly. Will it happen that way? Why? It's the same law. So the law doesn't respect humanity. It doesn't respect office. It doesn't respect track. All of them will crash at the same rate. Is somebody getting it? Same thing applies to principles. Principle knows, this man is tall and I like tall people. So because of that, you just stay. Praise the Lord. So what are we trying to bring out from here? You discover that all of them will come down at the same rate. Is there anybody who will come faster or slower? No, it's the same rate. That is to let you know that gravity, the law of gravity, doesn't discriminate. It doesn't segregate. Same thing with principles. Principles don't look at people's faces. Only those who take responsibility, they respond to. As long as the heart remains, seed time and harvest. That is the platform on which the covenant was enacted. So whoever will not sow seed should not expect harvest. Whether you are the president or the peasant. Whether you are Igbo or Yoruba. Whether your skin is white or blue. Whoever will not respect this is not qualified to enjoy harvest. Then the responsibility and the onus lies on us as individuals. That the kind of life we desire to see is rooted in the principles, lifestyle we observe. Praise the Lord. Now, somebody here now is asking the question, that what of me that is laboring? I observe the principle of labor, but yet things are not working. That is why God made provision for favor. That's why God made provision for escape. You may have done what you need to do. Things are not favoring you. Then there must be the hand of the enemy. So God is said to rescue his people. That's why the platform of restoration is in place. The platform of recovery and the miraculous have been packaged. That we are my son. Those who obey me are still being challenged in any area of their lives. I must create a platform for escape for them. That shows favor doesn't work for the indolent. It is not everybody favor work for. Because those who are not prepared can't see opportunity. Praise the Lord. So it's a charge to cause us to rise up to take our place. Intentional living, deliberate living is a requirement for enjoying the provisions of the covenant. This season, God will help us. I said, God will help us in the name of the Lord. Let me show you two scriptures this morning. So let's see Job chapter 34 verse 9. Job 34 19. Look at this. How much less to him that accepted not the persons or princes, nor regarded the rich more than the poor, for they are all the works of his hands. talking about God. Let us understand it better. Maybe Amplified or New Living. This is talking about God. Praise the Lord. Look at this now. God is not partial to princes, nor does he regard the rich more than the poor, for they all are the works of his hands. But what separates them is the responsibility they took. Is somebody getting it? Okay, look at that woman in Covenant University, a cleaner. Anytime she saw those things that belong to their students, she will keep it. Perhaps they misplaced their laptop, they misplaced their money. She will what? She will keep it. She keep keeping it, Abby. Or she kept keeping them. And people are busy mocking her. That why are you so interested in this student? You now discover that that woman lived her life intentionally. It's a deliberate thing. Said, no, I have made up my mind to live my life this way. Because one day, my desire is to see my children come to Covenant University. That's just the kind of life you want to attract. You must be prepared to pay the price in the closing. People mocked her. He said, I mean, even bankers, as some bankers can't pay the tuition fee in Covenant University. But a cleaner sent her daughter to Covenant University to a landmark. And she says, one will still come. How did it happen? Intentional living. Deliberate living. What you want to see tomorrow, begin the foundation today. If the life of your children is part, you know, you are so mindful of them, then you can begin to create platform for them by what to other people's children. As long as the heart remaineth, seed time, harvest shall not see. Look at this. Okay, praise the Lord. That Job said it. Then if you now look at Proverbs chapter 22 verse 2. But further look at what Job said. Job said, God doesn't have respect for you because you are a prince or you are a king. Neither will he disdain a poor man. You know why? Because he's the one who will raise the poor out of the dunghill and reposition him to say it with the princes. Somebody will enjoy the position in here. Who you are now may leave you. The rich and poor meet together, perhaps in Terminus Market. The Lord is the maker of them all. But Bible did not tell them it is God who make them so. It is the lifestyle that make them so. But God is the one who creates both the poor and the rich. So you have a choice to make by the lifestyle you live, where you want to be. Now, perhaps you are here. Things may not have worked for you the way you expected. Your case is not closed. Bible says there is hope for a tree, even when it is cut down. But at the center of water, that's why the water is coming your way now. It shall sprout up. Somebody's life will sprout up again. I said, somebody's life will sprout up again. Now, if you are a child of God and you are still alive, nobody can write you off. Because you can sleep tonight as a peasant and wake up tomorrow morning as a king. And that is somebody's testimony here. I said, that is somebody's testimony here. A living dog is better than a dead lion. A spare parcel of Igbo origin is better than Chuka or Kadigbo, Senate president that was long dead. Because nobody can talk about your rising. You can see he raised what he has done. There is hope for somebody here this morning. In the name of Christ. So we have seen it, that God. Then I want us to hear in the New Testament what Peter said in Acts chapter 10, verse 34 to 35. All we are doing is to quickly lay a foundation for what God will do this month. Look at Peter. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that what? That God is better of persons. But look at the next line. But in every nation, whoever fears him, are you seeing the principles of living? And walk righteousness is accepted by him. Papa said, if it happened there, it can happen anywhere. Then who told you can't make it? Perhaps they are the one God is waiting for to terminate the siege over your family. I thought there are people in the house. I said, you are the one God is waiting for to take step, to live deliberately, so that the siege over your household can be lifted. And that will happen in your lifetime. In the name of Jesus Christ. Gateways to financial fortune. How powerful is a covenant? How powerful is a covenant? Now, before we go into the Bible, do you know how powerful a covenant is? It transcends generation. A boy and a girl, they will be playing carelessly. And one will tell the other, are you sure you will not leave me? And that one will say, no, I will not leave you. He said, this one that you are going to Lagos, you know, this one has to do with people from the other side, you know. You are going to Lagos now. Are you sure you will not leave me? And the guy, I will not leave you. The girl will now say, okay, promise me. So I promise in the name of the Lord. He said, no. The girl had better understanding than that boy. The girl said, no, okay, let us cut our blood. He said, cut our blood. The girl will tell him, no, you just to. I just want to know that you love me and you will keep what you have. And the boy, stupidly, we cut his finger and the blood will drop. The lady too will drop. And it looks so casual. Is that not so? But it will take God. Something has just been enacted. One girl will just bring cola and tell you, you see. So why I'm saying this, as our sisters here should not be foolish. Or brothers should not be foolish. People can be in the church and still be foolish. Because when emotion comes alive, foolishness will be manifested. 100%. That's why we must live intentionally. You bring cola on. Say, no, just prove to me. Say, oh, yeah, bring your hand. Me, eat your own, eat your own. And they will think it's child's play. I'm trying to let you see what covenants can do. Covenants has capacity to transcend generations. If the hold is not broken, you discover that even the unborn children will still be paying the price for what they don't know. Some of us here have suffered for what we don't know. I pray this one that favor will deliver you. The mercy of God will bring you out. In the name of Jesus Christ. You can see that the people of the world, they have an understanding of how these things work. How powerful is a covenant? Let's see. God's covenant is eternally binding on all issues. As his covenant of the day and the night. God's covenant is what? It's eternally binding on all issues of life. As his covenant of the day and the night. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 20 to 21. So that you won't think that this thing only worked for Abraham. That's where we are going. Is somebody getting it? I better forget. That was in the days of Abraham that those things work. It's still working. Somebody say it's still working. And it will work for me. Please, let's affirm it. And it will work for me. That is prophecy. Praise the Lord. As you have spoken it this morning, so be it for you. Look at it. Jeremiah, thus hear the Lord. If he can break the covenant, my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in your season, then you can tamper with my agenda for my people. But as long as there is no witch from my father's house, now the best the witches can do is to delay you. Is somebody getting it? As long as you are still alive, the operation of witches will expire. And I pray this morning that perhaps you are here, you are still operating under the influence of the wicked one. It will expire this morning. The only one that is permitted to stay is that of the Lord. The covenant of God is eternally binding and active. He said, inasmuch as there is no one who can stop the covenant of the day from being the day and that of the night from being the night, nobody will be able to stop my covenant. Then may also my covenant be broken with David. Can you see God? That he should not have a son to reign upon his throne and will deliver the priest, my ministers. Praise the Lord. It is that serious. So we should have consolation in the fact that the covenant that God enacted then is still very much what? Operational. And you will enjoy it. It will answer for us. It will speak for us in the name of the Lord. The covenant of wealth. Please understand that the covenant of wealth is God's bailout agenda from harsh economic situations. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, which we read some minutes ago, that as long as the what? Heart remains, seed time and harvest. Look at it now. If you look at that scripture, some people wanted to have to eat, that there should be harvest time. No. You know why? Seeds differ. Gestation period of seeds differs. Is somebody getting it? You can plant groundnut now, and in 3 months, you'll be uprooting it. You can plant maize, and in 6 months, you will be harvesting it. But when you plant cocoa, you must wait for 3 to 10 years. Is somebody getting it? When you plant palm oil seed, then you must be ready to wait for 10 years. After that, it will keep producing for you eternally. Praise the Lord. God is a master builder. He did not put time for harvest. It is when your cloud is full that your harvest comes. That's just, you are the one that will determine your harvest time. Is somebody getting it? You are the one that will determine your harvest season. By reason of what you do now. But there is always a seed time, because there must be a time of the planting. Said, as long as it has to remain, seed time and harvest. But the only thing that is guaranteed is that harvest is always guaranteed for every seed sown. But what will determine the level of your harvest is the level of seed. The stature of the seed. How good is the seed? Praise God. Somebody's seed will produce. So we need to understand that the covenant of wealth, God packaged this, like I said earlier on, so as to bail out his people from every high economic situation. Let's see Psalm 33, verse 18 to 19. Bible said, below the Lord's high, the eyes of the Lord is upon them that do what? That fear him. Upon them that hope in his mercy. To do what? To deliver their soul from what? Are we saying it? To deliver their soul from what? That shows not permitted. And to also what? And to keep them alive in farming. So how you will do it is none of your own business. You just plug into the covenant. You will just discover that if it will take God to use eagle to bring you meal, the meal will come. What your own is to eat. Praise the Lord. So many are times why we try to limit God's manifestation by trying to determine how God will do what he wants to do. For some of us, he will use a gate man. A gate man. For some, he will use Okada rider. For some, it may be a Kekena person. But you are waiting for an angel. You may not see an angel, but here there are people in angel form that God sends the way of his people. What are we saying? He said, my eyes is upon all of them that have followed the lifestyle that is pleasant in my eyes. For such people, I will deliver their soul from death. Now, anyone whose soul is alive cannot die physical death, because that is the sustenance of the body. But the moment hope is gone in the soul, the body is dead already. That person is a walking corpse. So they will deliver their soul from death. And also what? Keep them alive from famine. That shall be our testimony. I said that shall be our testimony. For somebody here this morning, I am telling you there is hope. Is somebody getting me? Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, there is hope. Don't give up now. You are so close. The door is about to be opened. The gate is about to be lifted. Your help is about to come. You can't afford to give up now. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise to heaven. There's a song that says, I can't give up now. I can't give up now, or something like that. I've gone too far from where you brought me from. Even though nobody told me that the road won't be easy. For the mere fact that favor is speaking doesn't mean you won't see challenges. But when favor comes, you'll be able to appreciate God more. Praise the Lord. Somebody will have platform to celebrate God's faithfulness this season. In the name of the Lord. Now, when it comes to the covenant of financial fortune, let's quickly see some things that we must take note of. Somebody is saying, I've been given... we read of that guy who suddenly returned and said, Pastor Paul, all my tithe I pay. Oh yeah, pay me back. I don't want to have, what did he say now? I don't want to build my treasure in heaven again. Praise the Lord. Now, when you hear such, can God fail man? It is not God that has failed. It is the man that failed. Because God is the constant. He said, my covenant, nobody can break it. It's all is forever in vogue. Then if that thing is now not producing, then something must be wrong with our seed or with our lifestyle. Praise the Lord. Go ask all the rich men, those who are genuinely rich and blessed by God. Ask them if they've been through challenges. Have they been through the way you responded, hallelujah, is loaded. Praise the Lord. But the truth is that challenge won't swallow them up. I pray for somebody here this morning that whatever you are going through that looks unpalatable will not swallow you up. I said it will not swallow you up. You know why? He already made proof for you. He said he will deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Praise the Lord. In my own little way, I'm enjoying God though. Little by little. Praise the Lord. Let me be eating it that way. Praise the Lord. I'm not Papa. Praise God. And God will not deal with use people around to measure you. Okay. It's a relationship with Him. You are the one to determine how much of it you want to eat or you can eat. You are the one. No man can determine it for you. Praise the Lord. That was the case of that woman. People around her, they have written her off. You, a cleaner. All of us here will be cleaner. We know how much we are collecting. That was a mockery. And you say, you, who in your family, who has a child in Covenant University, don't you know what you are saying? We are talking about 1.something million this thing. And the woman said, I am doing what I am doing. I am living intentionally, deliberately to secure the destiny of my children. For somebody here, by reason of your relationship with God, your children will not struggle again. Your children will not know pain. They will not see shame. Before they ask, help will come. In the name of Jesus. Number one thing we need to know about the covenant of financial fortune is that we must give willingly. Give how? Willingly. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 12. For if there be first a willing mind, look at this now, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he had not. Are you now seeing why some people, in spite of the fact that they dropped 1 million, God did not see it? Why? Because it came via coercion. You and this your church self. You and this your choice. Just take, go give your God. I beg, let me rest. It's a waste. Hear what the Bible says. If there be first what? A willing mind. That is what gives credence to your seed. This pastor, project, they have come again. I beg, may we do what we can do so that they will leave us to allow us rest. You have just signed up for unrest. Because God cannot be mocked. He is not a beggar. If therefore be what? First, a willing mind, then it is accepted. Whatever you now present, according to what you have, I will take it. Number two. Okay, let's look at another scripture. Exodus chapter 35 verse 5. Bible says, take him from among you an offering unto who? Unto the Lord. Exodus 35:5. Take it from among you and offer the Lord. Look at the next line. Let's read it together. One, two, go. Soever is of a will, let him bring it. An offering of the Lord. Gold, silver, and brass. Praise the Lord. Whosoever is what? That's why it's not by coercion. It's not by coercion. Then see verse 21 and 22. See verse 21 and 22. Bible says, and they came. And then everyone came. Look at it. Whose heart was what? Who steer it? It's not himself. He steer himself. You know, your walk with God is by yourself. A decision must be made before grace can speak. And somebody getting it. They said, come and sow. He said, no, by God's grace. That grace will not work for you. Because a decision has not been made. It is a decision that is made that grace powers for delivery. Oh, I chose to give 1,000 by your grace. Then God knows that you are serious. Because you've made up your mind. If there first of all be a willing heart, then my grace will be available to help you to bring it. Then blessing will come. Everyone who wanted to give, look at it, came and brought a gift. Everyone who wanted to what? So you must want to, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Forget grammar, but pick the message. You must what? You must want to. Do you know why we must want to? You can see now that wanted is past tense. That's just your desire must precede your action. Wanted. I had wanted. God knows. Okay. But now you want. Give. Praise the Lord. Don't write that in university exam. Praise the Lord. So that is it. It must come from what? Give willingly. Give willingly. So grace is available. Number two. Give cheerfully. Give what? Share. Praise the Lord. You know, I like giving an example of myself. At times we act home theater, how do they call it? Drama in our house. I gave my daughter a biscuit. Now I'm the one who gave her a biscuit. Praise the Lord. You know, it's wisdom. When you give all of them biscuit, you have five and you have five kids. You can give all of them the five. Say, won't you give me? Praise the Lord. You start beginning to take contribution. Praise the Lord. At the end of the day, you will have more. Praise God. I hope they are not hearing. Praise the Lord. So one of them now said, and I said, give me biscuit. And I said, no. Later, she now come frowning. You know that this biscuit is not from the heart. That's so, daddy, you are just using your position. No? And you just want to, I know if I take that biscuit, I may go to the toilet immediately. Praise the Lord. And I said, okay, go and eat your biscuit. Your heart did not give me this biscuit. Oh yeah, go and eat your biscuit. And you saw smile. The smile was restored. The smile was restored. I said, here you see yourself. If I had collected this biscuit, you won't say, she will go outside. She won't say, I gave daddy biscuit. Daddy, my daddy collected my biscuit. Praise God. Many a times we think God is collecting our money. We are not the one giving him. He's the one collecting it. Are you getting it? That shows he is forcing it out. Such cannot elicit cheerfulness. Because we did not give it willingly. If it is willingly, then it must be cheerfully. Is somebody getting it? If you are the one making it available, it must be cheerfully. Praise the Lord. God will help us. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. The Bible says, every man according as he what? Purposed in his heart. So let him give. Are you seeing it again? Our heart is what gives direction. Our heart is what gives direction to our hand. Our heart is what directs our pocket. Praise the Lord. Do you know, if you just package money in your pocket, do you know that your heart knows where 100 naira is, 20 naira is? So, without you looking, you know. As you are selecting, is your heart that's, okay, that one, touch that one. Bring it up, put it in the offering. Praise the Lord. A man, according as he what? Purposeth in his heart. Look at it now. How? Not grudgingly or of necessity. God collected my money as offering. It's different from I gave God my money as offering. Till our daddy collected my biscuit. Praise the Lord. I don't want that testimony. If you go, say, I gave daddy. It has happened. One of them said, I gave daddy 2 biscuits. Then the second one run and say, daddy, take my own too. With joy I am collecting. Who doesn't want to eat food from his children? It begins from here. The second one called, Jesse 2 came and said, daddy, okay, take 2. I said, no, 2 is more. Okay, take 1. You discovered that's from a sincere heart. And I hurt all of them. Praise the Lord. That's why I'm looking robust. Praise God. May you eat from your children. You eat from your children. Listen to me. The food your children make for you is sweeter than the one or $10 will give you. Maybe you don't understand. Let him buy you cooling coolie. You will enjoy more than when $10 give you ice cream. Because this one is in fulfillment of the covenant. I'm not saying when by favor people blesses you, you shouldn't take. But I believe you understand what you are saying. Not grudgingly of necessity. Look at the last line. For God loveth what? And whosoever God loves, he favors. Are you seeing platform for favor? Not that, that church, they collected all my money. In fact, they had about 4 offerings. Praise the Lord. You know, here is only 2 we have on our Thanksgiving days. And on every Thursday, where we have offering for welfare. Praise the Lord. God will bless you. Look at Joel chapter 1 verse 12. For those who desire harvest this season. Let's run. Joel 1:12. The vine is dried up. Now, normally the vine is meant to produce what? Fruits. Because it has been planted. The seed has long entered the ground. But now this is the season when the vine should be bringing results. But look at it. It was dried. The vine has dried up. And the fig tree has what? Withered. The pomegranate tree. The palm tree. You know, Bible says... Now, look at this now. All of these things here negates the scripture. Is that not so? Bible talks about palm tree. That in season and out of season, it will be what? Flourishing. Blessed is that man. I've been Psalm 1. It shall be like the tree planted by the river, bringing forth his fruit. But all of this one brought an adverse result. Now, if we don't live according to the covenants, the fruit our lives will be producing will be negating scriptures. And we'll be blaming God. God, why now? But this is what your word says. Go and look at the foundation. Go and look at the content. Go and look at the status. Praise the Lord. And look at it. The palm tree also. That is why they put also. Because they know ordinarily, in rainy season and in dry season, palm tree will always produce. But Bible made us understand that let us leave all those ones. The palm tree also. Then something will be wrong. And the apple tree. All the trees of the field are withered. Surely, what has withered? Joy. When joy withers, giving cheerfully becomes an impossibility. Can I pray for somebody here this morning? That whatever will tamper with your joy this year, may God fight it for you. Because when there is no joy, even the bones will be weakened. There are many people with HIV. What do they call it now? Praise the Lord. They have it. But symptoms, they are showing it. It's not because maybe they had one illicit sex. Now, when the bone is weakened, sin gain access. Go and look at the scripture. If a life lacks joy, any sickness can gain access. Everything will wither. And if you want somebody with HIV to be healed, create a platform of joy around that person. You will discover that health will come back alive. Many times why people die suddenly is because there is no platform for joy. What should give them joy has been corrupted. My prayer is that your joy will not be tampered with. Where such has happened before, the Holy Ghost will come afresh upon you because it's the oil of joy. In the name of the Lord. Number 3, give tirelessly. We understand the Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, and let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we... That due season is the harvest period. Praise the Lord. Give tirelessly. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse, Ecclesiastes 11 verse 1 to 3. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven and also to eight, for thou knowest not when the evil shall come upon the earth. Now, what that is saying is that whatever you are given is a security for your future. And maybe when we get there, I'll quickly share it. The security for your future. Praise the Lord. Please note this. Sow into a good ground. That was what I was trying to tell. When that woman met me at the gate here, one of my jiri, and said, Oga, I said, no, all about this. My son said, who taught you? I said, if it is money, I should not understand it. Praise the Lord. I should know that one. So when I'm money, they want to call, I should know all about this. Praise the Lord. My son said, how come you give them? I said, they are not a good ground for seed. They are not a good ground for seed. I'm not saying people shouldn't do good, but watch where you sow your seed. It's every ground that is good for the seed you want to sow. You can't just sow apple seed anywhere you see ground. You can't just try it. Praise the Lord. Because that place look like it, doesn't mean it is it. God will lead us. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 13 to 14. Bible says, take heed to thyself. Look at that scripture. Take heed to thyself, that thou offer not thy burnt offering in every place that thou seest. This is the Bible. That was why, you know, humorously, I was against what that man said the last time. You came to church, that God should pray to seek God for prayers to intervene so that those who are owing you can pay you. And while we are talking humorously, I said, okay, what do you intend to do when God said I have made up my mind that I'll just go to the roundabout there in State Locust? I'll just carry like 100,000 from the money. Anybody that comes, I'll just be sharing. You have just wasted your resources. Are you getting me? Because that kind of giving wasn't strategic. Reason I said, no, it doesn't work that way. You may still waste these resources. Even from there, you create platform. People say, oh, this man is like he has just hit jackpot. Let's follow him and know what is happening. Praise the Lord. You can secure your destiny by reason of where you sow your seed. God will lead us in the name of the Lord. Matthew 13:23 says, but he that receives seed into good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it. Praise the Lord. That shows there is a place called good ground for your seed. Even in church, if you come to church and hear the word and don't understand, you are not a good heart. Because that thing will not produce. That's why when you come, ask God to give you the hearing ears and the understanding. That is when the word of God that comes your way can produce in your life. Don't just come to church. Come to church to hear and understand. That is the platform for blessing. May the Lord bless everyone here. Now, water your seed with thanksgiving. You know the farmers, they don't stop watering their plants until they begin to enjoy results. Is that so? They don't just water your seed with thanksgiving. How can you water your seed? With thanksgiving. It is not thanksgiving when your tongue is not involved. Praise the Lord. You say, I'm giving thanks in my heart. That is a lie. Because if it's in your heart, your mouth will show it. Abi? Tobe chineke. Praise the Lord. Just shout hallelujah. I said, praise the Lord. Mutafa ya Yesu. Hallelujah. Praise God. Next Sunday, I will learn Benue own. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13:15. Bible says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. How? Continually. What is that sacrifice of praise? The fruit of here, of our lips. Doing what? Giving thanks to his name. That's how we can water our seed. Please, let me say this. If you can't give God thanks where you are, you are not qualified to move to the next level. That is the way God works. Wherever we find ourselves now, we must be ready to give God thanks there. It may not be pleasant and give him thanks. Chapter 3 verse 17 to 19. Though the olive tree may not blossom, things may not work the way you plant it. The fruit may not come as at when we are expecting it. Say, but yet, I will what? I will glory. Yet, will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength. Now, listen to me. When you are going through that child, it's not as if God is weak. No. But when you begin to give him praise in the midst of what you are going through, you are stirring up his strength for intervention on your behalf. Say, then the Lord is my strength. And what will happen? What will happen? Then he will make my feet like Zia's feet. And he will make me to walk on those things that looks like mountain. They will be, you know, lowered under my feet. Somebody's story will change in the name of the Lord. But let's quickly see that there are enemies of financial fortune. Are the things we must be very careful of. You know, at times when God begins to bless you, what you want to do is I want to quickly forget about the sorrow of the past. Is that not so? And that shall be our testimony. May you forget the sorrow of the past by reason of his visitation. But while we are doing that, we should be mindful of how we do it so that we won't fall victim of the enemy. Let's beware of the enemies of financial fortune. Let's look at number one. Lack of financial integrity. Lack of what? Financial integrity. Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 10 to 11. I, the Lord, search the earth. I try the race. Give every man according to what? To his way. And according to the fruit of doings. Praise the Lord. Now, what we are reading now is what shuts out favor from some people and is what opens the door of favor to some. This scripture. Why? Because God is watching. Praise the Lord. He's seeing our intentions, our actions. Verse 11. As the partridge seated on eggs and hatched them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall what? Shall lead them in the midst of his days, and at the end he shall be a fool. That will not be our testimony. That was the same thing that happened to that man in Luke chapter 12. Praise the Lord, the rich fool. He left it behind. My prayer is that you will not labor in vain. What is the essence of gathering riches that your children cannot enjoy? Riches that your parents cannot enjoy. Some people, they say, your parents, you must not spend for your parents inside this money. That won't be our testimony. Lack of financial integrity. We should be mindful of the fact that whatever we do in our businesses, in our tradings, in our transactions, let honesty be our guide. So that is why intentional living, deliberate living is key. You may deliberately suffer loss to secure your destiny. Number two, slothfulness, idleness, laziness. Because we say God will favor you doesn't mean you shouldn't work. Miracle money. Let me tell you, there could be miracle money, but it's not for the indolence. God has a way of bailing his people out. And who is his people? Those who conform. Praise the Lord. There are ways God will rescue people from sin and shame. But that is for those who fit in. It's not just for anybody who comes to church. Coming to church is not what makes you a Christian. So you should know, you don't think because you stroll 9, 10, 12 to church every day, you now say, I am a believer. It's a lie. It is not coming to church, but you can't be a Christian and not go to church. Praise the Lord. A man of God said something. He went somewhere. Now, and this one requires divine leading. While he was there, he discovered that somebody was in their need on the street. And he was going for an appointment. This lady needed, you know, the help. The man said, okay, let me salvage this destiny. I will trek. The man gave all that he had. For the lady went. It's not as if he knew him, he knew her from Adam. The lady went and the man was trekking. And while he was going, God gave specific direction. Don't follow that route. Follow this pathway. Are you getting me? Follow this pathway. It could be a shortcut to where you are going. While the man followed the pathway, you know, People like us who knows how to play football on the road. Maybe the man of God was playing ball. As he was going, all of a sudden, he just played a nylon. Look, that this one is not ball, though. But the way they wrap these things inside this nylon, and he bent down and picked it, lo and behold, money. Now, he's a man of God. Say, is it that a trader followed this path that this money fell from? He looked around, but the pathway, there is no house there. It's just a pathway. He looked at nobody to consult. He said, God said, that is your provision. Is that miracle money? That is miracle money. But that miracle money, does it happen for everybody? It's because somebody already paid price and that person must not see shame. So there is platform for miracle money. Miracle money is not for the indolent, those who will not do anything. It's not for the idol. God can rescue people by sending an angel. Have you not heard testimony of that man? She just gave her life to Christ, a Muslim, and she was being persecuted. But the son was to marry. How many of you remember that testimony? In Mina, an angel appeared to her in Mina, bought everything she needed, paid. When she asked for the phone number, the man has gone. The same day, the same moment, same person appeared to the son in Lagos and said, follow me. They said, I should show you somewhere. And he took him to the marketplace, paid for everything they needed for the wedding. And when he looked back to say, sir, how can we reach out to you? He has gone, but the money has been paid. Is that not miracle money? I pray for somebody here this morning that you will not see shame. Whatever it will take God to salvage your life is what he will do. And that is what we call miracle. So miracle come for escape. And it doesn't happen to everybody. It will not happen for you because you come to church. It will happen for you because of your intentional and deliberate lifestyle of a believer. So it is high time we stand in our place so that what heaven have in store for us can come to be. God hates slothfulness. Proverbs 20:14. He said, whatsoever your hand finds to do, do. Do with all your might, for there is no knowledge device in the grave where you go. That woman said she doesn't want to see, so she went doing cleaner in Covenant University, and there she lived intentionally. God still said to her, how much will you have been earning to pay for children's school fees? God will say to somebody this season. Proverbs 20 verse 4 and Proverbs 6:11. Wastefulness. For those at the home cell yesterday, we shouldn't overemphasize this. We discussed it at the home cell. Is that not so? Reason why we need to go to home cell also, because what we can't do on the pulpit, we can do at the home cell. We can ask questions. Praise the Lord. Wastefulness is an enemy of financial fortune in the kingdom. Whatever God will give you, God himself must be sure that we use it judiciously. Do you know that whatever God gives you, he equally watches how you spend it? Is somebody getting it? May we not be wasteful. You have read the story of the prodigal son who took all the derries from his father and went away and blasted it and wasted it. But the good news is that he returned. Somebody here this morning may be returning. God will reach out to you in the name of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 9. Covetousness. This is the bane of many. Lack of contentment. Where you are not satisfied. Praise the Lord. Covetousness is marked by inordinate desire for wealth or for possession or for another person's possession. Look at that guy. Wow, I must get it. You don't know where the guy is coming from. You don't know where he is going. I must get it. And you begin to run race that you shouldn't run. Some wives put their husbands under pressure unnecessarily. Covetousness. Can't you see, bro? So. Can't you see what they are enjoying? Let us live our life part time. Wherever we are part time, it's not the final destination. Heaven will relocate us. But everything works with time and season. May we not miss our season in the name of the Lord. Covetousness will not kill us. I said it will not kill us. We read how it killed Achan in Joshua chapter 7, verse 19 to 26. Praise the Lord. But it will not kill us. Look at Luke chapter 12 verse 15. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisted not in the abundance of things which he possessed. Praise the Lord. May God help us. Who you are is not determined by what you have. Is somebody getting it? We've seen people with money, but they lack honor in the society. We've seen people, multi-billionaires, that people, peasants are throwing stones at because they lack honor. What has value to destiny is the impact you make with your life. Covetousness, they are the enemies of financial fortune. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Also, nonchalant attitude to kingdom opportunities. Things in the church doesn't interest you. You are not always interested because it has to do with church. Whatever you bring to church is pastor that is eating it. So I don't want to drop anything. Let me tell you, it's a spiritual transaction. You don't have business with pastor. You have business with God. Once you drop your seed, look up to heaven. But that doesn't give pastors the right to mismanage God's resources. But you are not the judge. He himself is standing before God. So run your race. Praise the Lord. And when all of these are packaged into in place, we discover that we begin to enjoy fringe benefits. Number one, all of these, you know, lifestyles secures divine health for us as a people. Psalm 41, verse 1 to 3. But let me quickly say this. In the covenant, your good deeds is your insurance cover. Is somebody getting it? It's your what? Insurance cover. It goes ahead of you into your future to secure it for you. It speaks in the lives of your kids. So it secures for us divine health. Praise the Lord. Number two, it averts curses and plagues. Our sacrifices has the capacity to what? To avert curses and plagues. Number three, Psalm 20 verse 1, it guarantees protection. It guarantees divine protection. Praise the Lord. And also, it enhances longevity. Whatever you do for God has the capacity to secure and preserve your life. Praise the Lord. Before we shut down this morning, I want us to know how many of us actually came with those things that we have brought as a point of contact to connect with heaven's favor. Praise the Lord. Perhaps you forget or you are not. Just write what you do in a piece of paper now. Drop under your seat, and while we trust God for his hand of favor to come upon them. Many a times when we announce things in church, it's not for play. These are divine instructions that have the platform to reposition our destiny. What God cannot do, he won't ask you to do. Praise the Lord. Somebody's story will change. Please understand that one of the ways through which God secures the destinies of his people is that he blesses the works of our hands. God blesses the works of our hands. If you are a student, you can use your Bible as a point of contact. You are a career person, you can write your course. You are trusting God for a job. If you have your CV, you can connect it. But one thing is sure, nobody will return empty this morning. In the name of the Lord. One way God blesses people is through the works of their hands. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. My prayer this morning is that whatever you have come to use as a point of contact, the hand of God will rest upon it. As a God will bless it. In the name of the Lord. Everyone God blessed in the scripture, he blessed them via the works of their hands. That is why God doesn't and cannot bless idleness. Praise the Lord. It is what is in your hand that God will bless. So what is in your hand this morning? What are you engaging with? What is it that you desire to do? These are the things the breath of God will come upon. And after this meeting, your life will begin to speak. We saw how he did it in the life of Abraham. He favored the works of the hands of Isaac. He blessed the works of Jacob. Same thing applies to Joseph. Who told you he won't do your own? For Joseph, even in a strange land, God visited him. God will visit you this season. Why? Because by redemption, every child of God is a seed of Abraham. Praise the Lord. And as a seed of Abraham, the Bible made us to understand that we are heirs according to the promise. Whatever Abraham enjoyed, you and I too are qualified to enjoy in the covenant. Praise the Lord. But for such to happen, John chapter 8 verse 39 must come to pass. What is here? If we are Abraham's children, then we must do the works of Abraham. Abraham worked, he labored, and God blessed his hustles. God will bless somebody hustling. God will reach out to your business in the mighty name of the Lord. So God will visit you this season in the name of the Lord. As we shut down, hear this point. For one to flow in supernatural favor, that shows favor can be entreated. Is somebody getting it? Now, if your life has been living a life that is not pleasing you, and you've been talking to that child, for that child to enjoy favor from you, what must that child do? He must return. He must first of all return. He must apologize. And he will now begin to live right. By what? By obedience. By following divine instructions. So same thing applies to you and I. One must continue to walk with God with integrity of heart and purpose. Praise the Lord. One's heart must continue to pant after God with genuine love for God and the interests of his kingdom with passion. These are the things we can do that will please God. Praise the Lord. When the works of a man pleases God, Bible says even he makes his heart at peace with him. Rise on your feet. Somebody's story is taking a new shape. Somebody's story is taking a new shape. Expect to begin to experience new order of favor in all of your endeavors. Beginning from now. After this meeting, no one here will labor in vain. Every one of your efforts will begin to produce tangible results. In the name of Jesus. But hear this. Amos 3:3. Except they be, how did he put it? Can two walk together except they be agree. Many times we are not in agreement with God. But this morning we need to return. I said we need to return. We need to return. Except they agree, they can't work together. Somebody here must return to speak to God this morning. You know, one must continue to walk with God. You can't walk with God until you have agreed with God. I want us to bow our heads this morning and close our eyes. You are in the house here this morning. You know you have walked away from God. The good news is that you have returned. You want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior so that that connection can be intact and can be reconnected. The broken connection can be reconnected. I want you to lift up your hands. Others, I pray, you begin to pray now that, Lord, let your hand come upon my head. Let your hand come upon my business. Let your favor begin to speak. But for those who want to accept Jesus, just lift up your hand and pray with you this morning. You want to say, Jesus, come into my life afresh. I want to start afresh with you. Please, this is a choice that must be made. Is your life access? Is your life asset that grants you access into God? Do we have such in the house? You want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? You want to say, Lord Jesus, come into my life afresh? I am sorry for the way I have lived my life. But today I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior afresh. So that a new me can emerge from here. Is somebody praying that prayer? Lord, touch my heart. Touch my life. I give it to you afresh today. Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Lord, I say, forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me from all forms of unrighteousness. You have prayed that prayer with me. Lift up your hand as I pray with you. Do you pray that prayer here this morning? Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody here will enjoy strange favor.
Thank you for listening to Champion Circle Podcast.
If this message has blessed you and you would like more information about Champion Circle, please visit us at championcircleblogspot.com.
Make sure to subscribe, follow, review, comment, listen, download, and share Champion Circle Podcast. We leave you with this word from Acts 20:32. Now I entrust you to God, whose gracious truth is transformational and able to rebuild your character to be like Christ, and give you the promised inheritance of eternal life, joining all those who are fully healed. See you next time.